On behalf of my Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, I bring to you and offer to each and every one of you his love, the power of his grace, and his divine peace. I want to ask you, do any of you own anything that you really value and cherish? Its value might not be in worldly wealth or money. It might be something that is just so important to you. Have you ever owned, or do you own something that you value and cherish so much that you tuck away in a nice, safe place somewhere? And then when you want it or need it, you've forgotten where that safe place is. I take it by your response that you are familiar with what I'm talking about. I know myself that there are certain things that I value and cherish. Some are not of much earthly value, but are important to me personally, that I've tucked away in a very safe and secure place. Then I thought, now where is that safe and secure place? And she goes searching high and low, but no, that secret place won't reveal itself. And so then you give up the search and you go and you sit down and you have a coffee and you're enjoying your coffee and your cake and your biscuit, and all of a sudden the light comes on. Oh, I remember now. I remember where that safe place is. Or else you're just going about your daily routine and pop, out most unexpectedly, there that thing you value and cherish that was hidden all of a sudden reveals itself again. There was a time when God created an earthly heaven. And into this earthly heaven, he created all things that exist, you and I. And then he kicked us out. He sent us into exile. And look, we all know the reason why. We all know the reason why God kicked us out of his earthly heaven. Because you see, we had sinned against him. We had become unclean in his presence. And because we were unclean, we could no longer live in his presence. So we gave him no choice but to exile us, to kick us out. And to make sure we didn't get back in there or find our way back there again, he set two cherubim at that entrance. And then in the middle of that entrance, he set his flaming swords swinging to and fro. It was such a wonderful place, I'm told, where every single person lived to serve the purpose of their Creator. Where every single purpose lived to serve the purpose of God. Not their own purpose, but the purpose of God. And where everything lived in perfect unity and harmony with everything else around them. And where every single thing lived to concern itself with the welfare of another, but never concern itself with the welfare of self. A perfect world. That's what it was. That's what we got kicked out of by our own doing. And that's why we've ended up in this mess that we live in now. It's a mess that we created. And now we live in this mess. And now all of a sudden, people have become a race that are only interested in their own self-interest, where they live to serve themselves, where everything has turned into disunity and chaos, where everybody's concerned about their own welfare and not the welfare of anyone else. We've come to live in a world now where all of a sudden, it's about my rights. It's about what I want. It's about what I need. This world has become the furthest thing from heaven you could possibly imagine. And we were lost. Lost to that world. No way back. But something strange about all this is, within us, human race, there is something within us that knows there is something better yet. There is still something that is better than the life we are now living. There is still something better at the end of all this. There has to be. And so we become a race of seekers, us human beings. We are looking every possible place, seeking, trying to find a path that leads back to a better life, to something more wonderful than we can imagine, to something far better than we are living right here and right now. And all as we've become is a race of frustrated people. It's become a hopeless search because we can't find that path back. Oh, I know, look, there are many religions that will sprout many things about what lies beyond. Or there are even some religions that says, don't worry about it, because there's nothing beyond that, but nothing is better than what we got now, isn't it? There are so many sects out there, philosophies, teachings. There are so many lies being told in this world. And that's because we've become a race of seekers, of searchers. And you can seek and you can search all you like, you will not find that path. You can seek and you can search all you like, you will not find that doorway back into God's heaven, into God's garden paradise. You will not find it. Remember, we are lost. But you see, the thing about all this is we are so valued and treasured by God that when he exiled us, he placed us in a safe place. A secure place. It's a most surprising place. You see, we are not seekers or searchers, you and I, because God has now revealed himself to us. He was once hidden from us. The path that would be our return to God's paradise, to his heaven, had always been hidden from us. So what did God do? In a most unexpected way, he became a man. He became one of us, and that one man, Jesus Christ. You all know him as your Saviour. I know him as my Saviour. In him, everything that God is revealed to us, and more than that, in him, the way back to God's heaven, to God's garden paradise, is revealed to us. He has shown us the way. So give up your seeking, give up your searching. Become what we are meant to be, what Jesus has called us to be. And you know what Jesus has called us to be? Followers. Followers of him. That's what we've become. We become followers of him. Because he is the way. We believe it with everything we are that he is the way. And all as he does is call us to follow him. And as we follow him, he leads us firstly to a very unexpected place. It is a place of rest, of quiet, of serenity. It is a place of peace and unity and harmony. It is a place that he is restoring heaven in even now. It is a place where we can rest, be refreshed. Do you know what that place is? It is St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Mount Barker. That's what it is. Jeremiah says in his writings, you know, that God exiled his people to the city. But they were to make the most of the time they spent in exile in that city so that they could prosper. That's what we're doing here. This right now here is God's city on earth. A place that he has exiled us to, but not forgotten about us. No, no. We're too valuable and too treasured and too cherished by God for him to forget about us. But he has built this place here, right here in Mount Barker, for us to prosper in. Because this congregation here in Mount Barker is a place of peace, isn't it? This congregation here in Mount Barker is a place of unity and harmony, isn't it? And if it isn't, it's not God's fault. Remember, that's why he established this place here, so that everyone here could prosper. And that means that we're not here to look after our own welfare, are we? You're here to look after the welfare of the person sitting next to you. And everyone else who comes in here. That's what we do. You see, when In the writings of Jeremiah, God says that you may prosper. What he's actually talking about here is the word shalom. And now you all know that word, don't you? And we all know that it means peace, don't we? But actually, it's a little bit more fleshed out that because it means to prosper in peace. And here in this place, right here, that God has established in Mount Barker, we prosper in our own personal lives. That deep inner peace that we have that can't be shaken or can't be broken or can't be taken from us. It grows and flourishes within us every time we come here to this place. But we flourish and we grow in our relationships with each other. In the peace that we enjoy with each other. In the unity and the harmony that we enjoy with each other. And we prosper and grow in the peace we enjoy with our God. And the unity and the harmony that we have with our God. And it all happens here in a most unexpected place. In a little congregation in Mount Barker. And it's all happening right now. So is this place a place of peace? Is this place a place where we care for the well-being and the welfare of others? Is this a place of divine unity and harmony where we can all come together as one to worship and praise our God? Is this a place where we can all stand before our God and say, thank you. Thank you for everything you've done for us in revealing yourself to us in Jesus, and everything that Jesus has done for us, his cruel suffering, his agonizing death, the torment of being punished with hell in our place so that we don't have to, when he was abandoned and forsaken by his God. Have you ever said thank you to God for these things? Have you ever said thank you to God for punishing his son with hell so that we don't have to experience that? Have you ever said thank you to God for this church in Mount Barker? Have you ever said thank you to God for every single person who comes here to this place? Because I believe if we can go before God and with all our hearts and say thank you, then we can enjoy the peace and the unity and harmony for which God established this congregation. And here we can get about the business of serving God's purpose for us as members of this congregation. And here we can go about looking after the welfare of each other instead of being concerned with our own. Because the way I got it figured, if I'm concerning myself with your welfare, I got no concerns for my own, have I? Why? Because you're concerning yourself with mine. And so there's no selfishness, no self-centeredness happening here. Because right here, God is restoring heaven on earth. Not as perfectly as he once did way back there, but remember that place is still there waiting for you. We're just on this most unexpected journey with each other. That's all it is. And a journey we walk together all the time following Jesus. So we are followers together, looking out for each other, caring for each other, living together so that we prosper in peace within ourselves, in our relationships with God, and in our relationships with each other. That's what this place is all about. And may God bless this place, this congregation, for being so. And I'm not going to finish with amen. I'm going to finish with, guess what? Thank you. That's all I can say is thank you. And you know what? As I said, I reckon right now there is even a more radiant beam in heaven because it's coming from the smiling face of Jesus. Because his people in Mount Barker just said, thank you. And that's all he expects.